You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Michael Regei here for you. Reminding you to vote for your favorite Cleveland Browns players to the 2015 Pro Bowl in Arizona by visiting clevelandbrowns.com. Vote now, vote often. We bark together, dog pound. All right, before we get into fact or fiction, little news here. Isaiah Crowell, Jordan Cameron, Carlos Dansby all practicing today for the Cleveland Browns. Good news in advance of this game Sunday, obviously, against the Indianapolis Colts. Also, Haloti Ngata, the great defensive tackle of the Baltimore Ravens, suspended for four games, means he will not play in the season finale against the Cleveland Browns. So good news on that front as well. Let's bring in our producer, Emmett Golden, now for a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
Johnny Manziel will line up at QB at least once on Sunday.
I'm going to go fact. I think it's still fresh on everybody's mind. And I think, again, Deke talked about it in the red zone. I wouldn't be opposed to that. And I think there may be a point in this football game where we need that spark. That stadium needs that spark. And he will take at least one snap, either under or in shotgun at quarterback.
Yeah, I think it'll be out of the gun, maybe with some variation to that. But I do believe it's going to be red zone. And then we'll see whether or not a play possibly results in a touchdown or points. But, yeah, fact.
I think it's a fact. I think Johnny Manziel and the Johnny package, this game is a game where, as you've said, this is for the season. You lose this game, it gets very difficult to get into the playoffs without a lot of help. So I think the Browns are going to do everything they can, kind of like a Game 7 in the World Series when you send all your starters in the bullpen, anybody you need to come in and help your team win. I think Johnny Manziel will see some time. I think that is absolutely a fact. And I think he'll either get a series or he'll come in a specialty situation like the red zone and be utilized to help get this team in the end zone.
Fact or fiction.
The Browns must score at least 24 points to win on Sunday.
I'm going to go fiction, and the reason why is because the Browns need to score at least 28 to win this football game on Sunday.
Getting technical on us, Wilhelm.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go right with you then. That's fact. 24, I don't think we'll get it done either, but that would be the bare minimum. I'm thinking more it's going to have to be 30 and plus, so fact.
Yeah, I think it's got to be at least 30 points to win this game. I think Andrew Luck and that offense, too good. Our defense, still as good as they played last week, still banged up. I think it's going to be tough.
Fact or fiction.
The injury that's impacted the team most this season is the one to Carlos Dansby.
I'm going to go fiction, and I think the one that's hurt us the most is Alex Mack at center. He is, again, the drop-off that has happened, and the inconsistency up front, both in protecting Brian Hoyer and Brian Hoyer's biggest asset, which is that is the ability to run the football, has drastically dropped off. We were the league leaders, and now we're struggling to maintain the middle group of the National Football League rushing the football, and it's really not that much of a threat anymore. So Alex Mack, to me, biggest injury.
You laid it out perfectly, Mr. Wilhelm. Yeah, that's fiction. It's definitely Alex Mack, although I would categorize Dansby, and you might say, well, the defense has done a real good job in his absence, but listen, you have no idea what the emotional lift of getting Carlos Dansby back, maybe this Sunday. Keep eating lobsters and mashed potatoes,
like
right, Carlos?
Lobster.
Right?
That's right. I like lobster. I like mashed potatoes. So I'm
Seems
with
to
that.
Be his diet of choice.
Yes. I'm going to say it's fiction. To me, the biggest one clearly is Alex Mack. The Pro Bowl center goes out. The Browns were a very effective running offense at that time. He leaves. They are now last in the National Football League in yards per carry. That's a huge impact. Trace Brian Hoyer, first five games, guess who his quarterback, his center was? Alex Mack, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. He goes out. It affects the ground game. It affects Brian Hoyer, 4 touchdowns, 9 interceptions since then. There's no question. I think you realize just how valuable and vital Alex Mack is to this team, especially in this zone scheme, to have that kind of a center who can move, who can make all the blocks, make all the reads. It's been a massive loss for this Cleveland Browns football team, and I don't know that there's been a bigger loss that has had a larger impact on any team in the NFL this season than Alex Mack's injury has had on the Cleveland Browns.
Fact or fiction.
Andrew Luck is a top 5 QB in the NFL.
I think that's a fact, and I think that you know, we're a numbers-driven driven league. We're a numbers-driven society, and Andrew Luck's numbers are the best in all of football. Would I still take him in the clutch at the end of a football game? My answer is no. I think there's a few other guys that I would take above him. I would say Brady, Manning, Rodgers, but Andrew Luck is definitely top five now.
Emphatically, yes, that's a fact. He's right there behind that group you just mentioned, but rising quickly with a bullet. And I'm not sure in a couple of years, if we're having this conversation, we might be saying, arguably, he's at the head of the quarterbacking list in the world. Definitely a fact, top five.
I think he's top two. I think right now the best two quarterbacks in the NFL are Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck. And I think those are the guys playing at the highest level. So no question for the Colts to get to go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck.
Mm.
Very fortunate for them. I'm sure that they are very happy with that. But, yeah, I mean, he's better than top five. He's the guy right now. I think if you disbanded the league and said started over, I think he would be the number one overall pick.
Can't disagree with that. Maybe that's why Jim Irsay partied so hardy.
He was
but
so
also, two guys, only one Super Bowl ring to claim there in Indianapolis.
That's right.
In that Manning-Luck era.
Guys, we know that's been the knock against Peyton. Postseason, you know, under
yes.
500.
That's why he's the greatest regular season quarterback of all time.
Yeah, regular season quarterback.
Yes, sir.
But that's where it's got to stop.
That's where it's got to, no question.
Yep.
But Andrew Luck has an opportunity to basically rewrite every record in the NFL. Three more wins this season. He will be the winningest quarterback in the first 3 years of his NFL career of all time. He's already got the most yards of all time for first three with 80 more this weekend. He will pass Peyton Manning to win that. So he has been absolutely phenomenal. And Andrew Luck, good one. And the Colts lucky to have a quarterback of his caliber. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to do some fantasy football answer questions. We're going to answer some of those questions, those tweets that have been coming in at Nathan Zagura, at Browns underscore daily. You've been getting those in. And we'll go through some of those fantasy questions. And we'll also give our final thoughts on this Browns team as they prepare to take on the Indianapolis Colts. Plus, we want to hear from you. Last chance to call up, 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.